When Carrie and Jeff Paiva bought their three-bedroom home on Balmoral Street in Andover, they thought they were buying into the American dream.
The reason we purchased this house is because Andover is such a great town. They have wonderful schools, and we know that we would like our son to be raised here.
From their doorstep, the Paivas can see the Shawshing River, so they willingly paid $1,800 for flood insurance when they purchased their house in December of 2012. Then, with little warning, they were slammed with a huge increase.
Fast forward to a year ahead, and we get our policy for this year, and it went up $3,000.
That's $250 more dollars tacked onto their mortgage each month. A big hit for a young family with a new baby.
If you have a new baby, you're trying to adjust your expenses and figure out how you're going to pay for daycare, pay for formula, all these different things, and now you have this cloud hovering over your head of, like, now our house isn't worth what we thought it was worth.
The Paivas are not alone in their worry about higher flood insurance rates. Throughout the country, homeowners near water bodies, big and small, are also facing similar rate hikes. Many of them are second homeowners or live in houses that have flooded before, or, as in Carrie and Jeff Paiva's case, purchased a home after Congress passed a law in 2012 to end national flood insurance subsidies for 1 million homeowners.
The National Flood Insurance Program actually has more policies than we have cash on hand.
That's FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate speaking at a conference. FEMA runs the National Flood Insurance Program, which made big payouts after Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy, leading to a $24 billion debt. Ending flood insurance subsidies was one way to help make FEMA solvent. Not a great solution, say the Paivas.
It just seems like they're picking on people just to pay their own bills.
Some in Congress are trying to stop the law from taking effect by claiming the flood maps that insurance rates are based on have major flaws. U.S. Representative William Keating recently told Congress that coastal maps in his district do not accurately represent flooding patterns in New England.
The methodology used to determine these maps was faulty.
Carrie and Jeff Paiva also questioned the flood map that their insurance rate is based on. It was redrawn in 2012.
If you look at a FEMA flood map, it looks like my four-month-old drew it.
It's so difficult to read.
It looks like it's drawn with crayons. It was done very, very ineffectively
and haphazardly.
While it wasn't drawn with crayons, the new Essex County map estimates a much higher level of water from a major flood of the Shawshing River than the previous map did. This raises questions for Peter Burrill, a hydrologic engineer at GZA Geoenvironmental.
I guess if you asked me, you know, if you lived on Balmoral Street there, what would you be doing? Yeah, I'd be knocking on FEMA's door.
Burrill, at the request of WGBH, compared the old and new maps and studies. He found that FEMA used a method to update the map that did not seem to consider decades of new data.
From what I can see and what I can read, I'm not sure why they didn't use the stream flow information that's available on the Shawshing that has 50 years, you know, almost 50 years of record now.
FEMA engineer Carrie Bogdan says the maps go through a rigorous review process, but she did not know if FEMA used all available data for the new Essex County map. She did say homeowners who think the maps have errors could challenge them.
They would have to provide scientific or technical data that refuted our data. So that would mean, you know, hiring an engineer and undertaking doing the modeling.
The price tag for hiring an engineer to do hydrologic modeling? Between $5,000 and $20,000. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.